You can't write it sometimes, you know. It has its moments. It did yesterday, you know, with the Accrington game and Bristol yep. Rovers. You just can't write football. It happens to us year on year out. And, you know, seeing Louis step up in the 92nd minute to score it, it's fitting on a day like this. And, you know, the guy's an absolute true professional and he stepped up. And I said to Popey, where's he going to put it? And he just said, you know, it's a goal. And then you know, that's Louis.
Yeah, that is Louis, isn't it? Scoring goals wherever he's been throughout the whole of his football career. And what a great gift that is, by the way.
Yeah, you know, so players have got that gift to score goals. Louis more than that. You know, he's an ultra professional. You know, the chat we had, he does want to extend his playing career and keep going and going and going. And I think that, you know, I can possibly go till he's 40, 41, 42, and that's his ambition, you know, to try and drive towards that figure. So, you know, people will just say, Ryan Lowe's a goal scorer, he's more than that. He's an incredible professional who's, I brought him back to the club to get us, you know, help us get promoted. He did that. And then to give us a consolidation in League One, and he's certainly done that. So, massive respect to him for his professionalism, his performances, and he's an absolute credit to the profession.
Just reflect on the season for Bury, David, if you will.
I think it's been a very good one. You know, you never know how the season's going to pan out, and I think when you come to the end of it and you see teams like Blackpool and Doncaster and Colchester go out of the league, and Swindon fighting for their lives, and Peterborough. You know, some of these teams are championship teams and renowned championship teams with championship setups. You know, and they've been really drawn into it. But you know, the four have gone down. Certainly, have been very established League One championship teams, and they've gone down. And that's when you view a season and you say, okay, what can we do to improve this season? 60 points, you know, to get in the playoffs, four more wins, and a couple of draws does get you in there. So, you know, that's something that we've got to understand of how we can possibly achieve that next season. But on reflection, we've consolidated and made staying in this league look easy.
Well done. Lots of entertainment. Looking forward to next season already. Of course, Bolton will be in there as well. That's one that will whet the appetite of all the Bury fans and all that. Obviously, they've not had a really poor season, but nonetheless, you know what this league is like. What can we expect next time around in this division, David?
I don't know, because I think it's ever changing. You know, you don't know what the teams will do coming up. You know, there's some very big clubs coming up out of League Two. I was gutted for Accrington. I really thought that was a fairy tale story, and you know, I've had him down. You know, Claudio Ranieri, Maurizio Pochettino, and my third choice for manager there with John Coleman for the job he's done at Accrington. And I think he said, you know, it's like winning the Formula One on a bike, and he's right with what he's done. So I think for us, for next season, where I want to be, we'll only know that as we build and rebuild the squad for next season, and that's where we will know, you know, when the season starts, where we're at. But I think Neil Harris at Millwall gave me a great insight, and he just said even Millwall didn't expect it to be such a difficult league, and they've really changed the way they play to try and combat this league. So I think everyone's felt it this season, and you know, the best team's gone up, which is Wigan.